Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Ah, those are the sounds of Nkateko Khoza and the song By Faith. 17 minutes just after 2 on 657 AM on Heart to Heart. And yes, I am Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. I see you there, Annette van der Merwe. Blessings to you. I see you, Willie Brett. Hello, hello, Willie. And you love the music as well on Radio Pulpit. And it helps you to get forward and in the good news and the goodness of part that is imparted on a daily basis through our guest speakers. Also, Frank Jacobs, loving the music. We are on in support of Pastor Pepsi Khavo Tsotetsi, and she says hello family as well. Hello. Okay, I nearly sang another song. Wait, Mara. And then I keep pulling Murut. Naki pulisi. And then he said,
hallelujah.
From the, you know?
Yeah.
She's saying hello from Facebook. I'm like, she's here with me. She has written hello family on Facebook or the other side. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. My queen.
My queen, how are you?
I am good. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
You're looking so beautiful.
Thank you.
I must say,
you.
Look
Thank
at
you.
So you.
It's Women's Month with Lozi with the bang.
All right. All right. So every day is a special day to
every
look
good. Every
day
is Women's Day.
That's so beautiful. My queen, we're talking faith.
We are talking faith.
Yeah.
This afternoon.
Yeah.
Faith is a journey of what no eye has seen.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is a journey of what no mind has conceived.
Mm.
It is a journey of the never been done before.
Mm-hmm.
A journey of never witnessed before.
Mm.
When the Bible speaks about faith in the book of Hebrews 11 in verse 1, it says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Mm.
And then the last part of the verse says, then these men were commended for their work of faith. And it starts listing the heroes of faith. By faith,
yes.
Noah built the ark. By faith, Abraham did this. By faith, this and this person did that. Then the last verse, which is verse 39, it says, even though these heroes of faith were commended,
Ish.
They are not complete without us.
I'm getting goosebumps.
You
repeat
are,
that.
So it says, even though, I want to read it actually for you.
Yeah.
Woman of God. I want to read it for you. It says, all these men, though were commended through their faith, they did not receive what was promised.
Mm.
Verse 40 says, since God had provided something better for us, that apart from us, they would not be made perfect.
Mm.
So the journey of faith continues from one generation to another. The Bible in the book of Matthew, chapter 15, from verse 21, it talks about a woman of faith, a Canaanite woman of faith.
Mm.
The Bible says she went to Jesus and said to Jesus, I want you to heal my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She is demon possessed.
Mm.
And the disciples said to Jesus, send her away because she keeps coming after us. And Christ says, but I came for people like her.
Mm.
Jesus said to the woman, it is not fair for me to take the bread of the children and give it to dogs.
Mm.
And the woman replied and said,
even the dogs
eat the crumbs that falls from their master's table.
Mm-hmm.
What this woman is saying is that there are things in life that are not meant for me, but by faith I can access them.
Mm.
Because when Jesus responds to this woman, he says, woman, I have not seen such great faith.
Mm.
Now, when the Bible connects our lives to the heroes of faith by saying, while they were commended for their faith, they are not complete without us because God had better plans for us. So the stories of faith, the stories of miracles, the stories of what no mind has conceived continue to live through us in this generation.
Mm.
So our message this afternoon, Sibongile, is that the life of faith is a requirement for every believer.
Mm.
And faith is a key that opens doors of impossibilities.
Mm.
In the same way salvation was not meant for us, and the Bible says we were grafted in.
Mm.
The same applies even in the blessings.
Mm.
We get grafted in everywhere we go. So through faith we access. So there are things that will not come until we apply faith. So if you want to make it to the history book or to add to Hebrews 11, you need to conquer the impossible. You need to go and do what has not been done and experience God in a sight that has never been revealed before.
Mm. My queen, earlier on, I was sharing with the family, like the first hour.
Yes.
And I was reminded that Abraham died. Still,
yes,
yeah, still waiting on the rest of the promise.
The promise,
the beginning he saw, but he didn't see the rest of it.
Yes.
We are the rest of it. We are the sent. We are the daughters and sons.
Yes,
in that.
Yes, so the promise has the power to live on. It will not die until it's fully accomplished. That's why Hebrews 11 says, "Without us, they cannot be perfected."
Mm.
Noah, a great man of faith. Mm. He built an ark, right? He has done what has not been done before. But God says, even that is not enough until we come to play. Then a man like Noah, a man like Abraham, will be regarded as a perfect man or as faith that has been perfected when my picture or my story joins with his story.
But do we know what faith is? Yes, the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Yes.
We know it by heart. When somebody says faith, we finish. But do we know what it is? Do we understand what we're saying when we're saying what the Bible says faith is?
So I define faith as
no eye has seen.
It's what no eye has seen, yes. And it's also, I always say, it's everything that contradicts your facts, everything that contradicts the now, everything that contradicts your experience, what you have proven. For as long as you can prove that it's possible in terms of coming to pass, it's not faith. Faith stands far above that. It's about the things that are not almost impossible,
has been
but
exhausted.
That are impossible. Yes.
When all has been exhausted.
According to man's power.
Yeah.
So when all has been said and done, faith stands. When facts have proven to be true, faith stands. So faith begins, it's a level that a human being cannot attain by themselves or access by themselves. You need God. And you first need to believe that God is with you for you to access those things by faith. So when you look at like the story of Noah, when the Bible says he built an ark, he was not standing next to the sea. There was no river next to Noah. But the Bible tells us the men believed that the rain is coming.
Yeah.
So, and how many others were willing to believe with him that the rain is coming?
I can.
No one believed.
I can just imagine the weather reports of those days. There's no rain. It's so hot. Heat waves and all. We don't see it, but yet this man is building.
There were no facts to prove what Noah was talking about. It couldn't make sense even to the most educated people of the time. So faith is exactly that. As soon as it's senseless, it's a faith concept. As soon as you can prove it with your human mind, it's faith.
Now, the Bible continues also to say it is impossible to please God without it.
Yes.
When do we know that this is faith and this is not? How do we differentiate that? Haibo, here I'm not pleasing God at all. Or because we stand and we're like, yes. Some of us, we think our prayers because, you know, when you pray with your strength and your might.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're thinking that is faith. So when is it not faith?
As long as it's within your capacity to achieve or comprehend.
That I can take a pill for that.
Yes.
I can call Pastor Pepsile. I can.
Yes. As long as I can do it.
Okay.
As long as it can happen through my own strength and capacity, it has not reached the level of faith. It's faith when it's impossible according to my abilities.
Sure.
It's faith when a woman comes and she's a Canaanite. She's not part of the beneficiary list. And she says to Christ, what I want from you is healing. And Christ says, but you're not in the list of beneficiaries. And the woman says,
you don't qualify.
You don't qualify. And the woman says, even so, can I at least get the crumbs?
Yeah.
At least the pieces that falls from it. You are not on the medical aid.
Yeah.
You can't be treated here.
Yeah.
You belong elsewhere.
Yeah.
So it becomes
there's
faith.
Nothing we can do any longer.
So it becomes faith when you say, I understand. However, I believe something can still be done for me. Unqualified as I am, but I believe there's room for me.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so if we sit, I'm thinking about somebody who's been looking for a job for many years.
Yes.
They haven't worked maybe in 8 years or 5 years or whatever years. Mm. And they've been trusting God for it. And they're like now, I don't know if complacent is the word, where a person says, ah, whatever.
Mm.
What is that? Is it being without faith? Because earlier on, we were talking about people who are exhausted. And on our journey, just imagine that woman who walked with the issue of blood for 12 years.
Yes.
12.
Yes. Yes.
12 years. The one who was sitting at the side of the pool. How many years is that one? At the pool of Bethesda. The Bible talks about years as well.
Yes.
It has been years. And we are a generation who want a snip of the finger thing, kind of thing when it comes to God.
Yes.
We want it now. It has to happen now. And so if it didn't happen and it's 3 years.
What I can say is he who promised is faithful.
Stand on that.
When you read the Bible in the book of Exodus, when the Bible explains the story of the Israelites in the wilderness, the Bible says one day they became weary of the walk.
Yeah.
And they began to be complacent.
Mm.
And the Bible says God sent snakes as a form of punishment because they were frustrating his plan.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Then Moses went to God and said, your people are crying. There are snakes in the land. It's a mess. Then God said, go and make a bronze snake.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on the cross. Then whoever
looks upon it will live. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And what God was doing, so God is not taking away the fact that the journey is long and you will be thirsty. Because those are the things they wanted. They wanted food. They wanted water. They were tired. Maybe they needed cars.
So the grumbling, it means that they are grumbling God to God.
Yes. So the Bible says they spoke bad about the Lord because of the pain in the body.
Sometimes we don't speak bad about him.
Yeah.
But we are exhausted.
And in that exhaustion, so God is not taking away the tiredness, but God is shifting the focus. Now he's putting a cross with a bronze snake on it. And he says, you look up, you get healed. Meaning forget the snakes. But if it beats you,
so
look up.
Hold my tongue, because sometimes I feel like saying it's too much.
Yes.
Sometimes I feel like saying I'm prayed out.
Yes, yes. You ran out of prayer points. It's exactly that, Sbongile.
Yeah.
So the purpose of that cross and the bronze snake was to shift the focus. As soon as you look at it, you're not going to receive medicine, but you shall live. Because on the cross, there is life. So the pain, the tiredness, the thirst, the hunger, we don't see God saying, give them food now.
Yeah.
God is changing their focus. And that's what we need. Maybe we've been focusing on the job too much. You've been focusing on the fact that I'm not conceiving. It's been a year. It's been 2 years. We've been focusing more on the problem than on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look up, you shall live.
Sure.
So Jesus is the hope of glory.
Sure. There's a testimony that we got at Hope Restoration the other time when we went for a ladies' conference as Radio Pulpit.
Yes.
And this woman talks about how they were looking at the bronze snake. And so they were trusting God for a child.
Hmm.
And they started acting even upon it. They bought prams. They bought baby clothes. They walked their stroller in their complex with an empty stroller.
Yes.
I can't wait to host her on air on Radio Pulpit so family can hear for themselves.
Wow.
But that is another way of acting, of looking upon the bronze snake. What other ways can I do?
So, and that's why the Bible says faith without action is dead. So you can have faith, but if you don't act, that faith is not active or effective. It's not beneficial to you, right? So faith has to do with the renewal of your mind. So the things that makes you tired are things that are sitting in your mind. And the Bible says, as a man thinketh
in his heart,
so is he.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are going to think that I've reached the dead end, I don't see it happening.
Then
that's
it will
your
be.
Reality.
Then it will be.
Yes. So the change of mindset, you'll see how people prioritize going for counseling sessions. When you get there, you are not given tablets.
Mm-hmm.
You're not given an injection.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to meet someone who will talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time you leave the room, you feel like a changed man. because you allowed your mind to perceive things differently. So the change of perception, it's important what influences your thinking. Sure. If it's about employment, what does God say about his promises? What we know is that the promise outlived Abraham, the promise outlived Moses. It even outlived Joshua. The promise is still standing in our time today.
Yeah.
God has called us to have life and have it in abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to
believe the promise. He never changed in that.
And wait
never
for
changed.
His faithfulness.
He Amen. Never changed in that. So it means that the songs that played before you were relevant for
prophetic.
Today.
Prophetic.
Yeah. And I forgot to mention that we also played Bishop Remnant, Louis Remnant, the message that says, look and leave.
Sure. Wow.
I think we used to sing it when I was, I've never gone to Sunday school, but I used to sing it when I was young.
Maybe you were in Sunday school.
No.
It was called something else.
I never had time to go to Sunday school. When other children went to Sunday school, I was in the choir in the worship team.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you were born old.
I got saved at 12 and went straight.
Wow. Yes.
But look and leave.
Beautiful.
I remember it. Tabin Kabinde, I'm going to quickly read these because I want to take a break. Tabin Kabinde, you
yes.
started down somewhere. Let me see. Okay, you were like, hello there. And you continue to say, powerful, the things that make you tired are the things that are in your mind. These are the things that we need to remember. That is why the scripture talks about the renewal of the minds. Mandla Ngobeni went to remind us that the man at the pool of Bethesda had 38.
That's a lifetime.
How old is a child who was born 38 years ago now?
Yeah.
He's a husband.
And
driving.
Look at God when he comes through for this man. He does not make the man to go through the process of waiting for an angel to stir the water. The Bible says he said, take up your mat and go.
Uh-huh.
So no matter the wait, our faith will accelerate our blessing.
Yeah, and he encourages us here. Mandla, thank you so much for reminding us that even Jesus became weary at some point and said, let this cup pass, but not my will, Lord. Let your will be done. Thank you so much for that.
Mm.
For reminding us that it's not that we are abnormal when we feel weary. Our Lord Jesus Christ went through that, and we can go and get strength from him. We can be strengthened from him. Sir Benzile from Klipfontein View, greetings to everyone. We thank God for Pastor P. I think I should call you Pastor P. But now it's going to be confusing because there's also Pastor Pindul. Okay. David Mdeva says, look up, get healed, delivered, and restored.
Wow.
Emily Stewart, when all have been said and done, hallelujah, faith stands, amen. Chlorine Gobeni, hello. Grace Mauka, hello. Amos Vilankulu, you've been waiting in anticipation. She's here. She's talking to us. No matter the wait, faith accelerates the process. Amen to that. Mom's Kosana, MJ's Kosana, powerful message by Pastor Pepsile. Faith is about trusting God completely. And I call him faithful. Oh, our God is so faithful.
Indeed.
Let's take a break. We are coming back.
Amen.
Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564. Or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM.
Phila ubomi nathi. Mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
That is 657 AM. Says Faith CVRM Radio Council, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Gave you awesome, beautiful music there coming from Pastor Donny McClurkin, I Call You Faithful. And when I played this, Pastor Pipsile says, and I love that song. And I'm like, look at God, look at God. You know, look at, we are closing August with a bang. And family, I'm with you up until 3 o'clock. Do you remember that at 3 o'clock, Germany, Johan Elsa says hello to you. And afterwards, he continues with you on Spectrum Tot Sesir. On Spread Oor Faith with Pastor Fefsile Tsetedzi, you can be part of our discussion. We'd like to hear from you. I see family members on Facebook and on WhatsApp. They are there. Willy Brutz, kom loof die Heer, ons loof hom. Oh man, we are praising the Lord right here on Radio Pulpit with Pastor Fefsile. And yeah, you can call in 012-334-1322, 012-334-1322. We still have a little bit of time, so you can talk to us right there. You can also send us a WhatsApp on 082-657-2729. Be it it's a recorded or text message, you can do that. 082-657-2729. You know, I'm not used to using zero at the beginning. I'm used to O. So when I go zero,
I know.
Yeah,
right?
The number. Now I want to correct myself because it's zero. It's not O. But we are used to it. So the brain has the mind has to be renewed. Bongi says, my namesake. Is it the same, Bongi? Bongi, are you the same on Facebook and on WhatsApp? Is it the same, Bongi? Okay. But Bongi says, good day, faith work without work is meaningless. And Pastor P always reminds us to be intentional with our faith. We thank her for daily encouragements. Wow, thank God for that. I think it's the same Bongi, Mara Egesnisiger. And she says, hey, Pastor P and Spongile, it's impossible to please God without faith. It is impossible to please God without faith. Tebogo Khomotso Kekana says, wow, I like how you break it down, Pastor Pepsile Khabotso Tetsi. Your faith will elevate you. Just imagine how far we'd go if we intentionally and constantly moved by faith daily. And I think the enemy is out to destroy our faith. He's out to bring confusion in our space. But as I hear the family members talking about Pastor P, is that we ought to be intentional, even when you don't feel,
yes,
like you like this, you don't feel faith.
Yes,
because yeah, there are strong days, there are powerful days.
To break up your what you are believing God
but
for.
But there are days where you just stand up and you're like, God is doing it, and
it's happening.
Or
I
it's
feel
done.
It.
Yes, but there are days where there's nothing
there
like
that.
There
are days where you get to the promised land, you see the land, but you say, in the their eyes,
indeed,
we are like
grasshoppers. Yeah, we are grasshoppers.
You know? Yes.
So it means that on the day that you see yourself as a grasshopper, that's the day you have to
faith.
Say, he has done it. I have conquered. He has given them into my hands.
Yes.
Delivered them into my hands. Hi, family. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Blessed of the Lord. And how are you? Who are we talking to? Can you move a little bit? Can you tone down your radio just a little bit? Can you tone down your radio just a little bit so we can hear? Hi, can you move away from your radio or tone it down so you can we can hear you? Listen via your phone and not via your radio, please.
Can you tone down your radio just a little bit?
Hello? Okay.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Can you move away from your radio, please, or tone it down? Listen to us via your phone, not via your radio.
Already. Tone. Yeah. Tell you, I love you. God bless you. And blah, 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 blah.
All right.
I haven't forgotten what I said.
All right. Thank you so much.
And hey, I love you. Now, the point is, I love you.
Oh, we love you too. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And hey, before you thank me so much, love you.
All righty then.
You gotta remember that.
All right, we will remember. Have a great one. All righty then. I think the family member wants to hear himself speak on the radio at the same time, listen to us. So it's like kind of confusing. But anyway, we love you too. Thank you so much for being with us. Yeah, yeah. The radio is just, yeah, doing its own thing in the background. And the family member wants to hear himself on the radio. That's the one. So if you're going to call in, please switch off your radio or turn it down so that you are able to hear us via your phone. Okay, Bongi, thank you so much. Yvonne Tuma says, greetings to you, my lovely queens. Thank you for bringing such encouragement through this topic. Very true. It's so refreshing to be reminded that no matter how tired and weary we may be or get, he always comes through for us, because he is forever faithful. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you so much for that. Kwasi says, good day, ladies. Nonhlanhla here. Oh, okay. Please assist. Is faith being expectant? Is it? Muruti?
It's part of it. Faith is being expectant, but you must also open room. You know, when the four Hebrew boys said, if he saves us, we shall live. But if he does not, so even if he does not, we will not bow to other gods. So you must open room for whether God will come through for me or not. I will not lose my faith. I will not let this moment cause me to backslide or to swear at God and die.
All like right.
The wife of Job said.
All right. Let's take a family member on the line. Hi, family. How are you? Hello.
Hi. Well, thanks. How are you?
Well, and who are we talking to?
You're talking to David. Thank you for me, Pastor Petri, for a great show. You know, exhausted as we are pursuing richly. We appreciate a wonderful sharing, and I think it brings about some kind of revival to ourselves. Look, it's not, you are not the only one who is exhausted. There's a number that are exhausted. What do you do about it? Go back to the Lord and continue pursuing courageously. So we really appreciate you. What an awesome show.
Thank you so much, Your Excellency. Wena we Zulu. Have a great one. That is Sir David saying it's encouraging. You realize that I guess nearly, and I'm not alone.
I'll tell you one thing.
We were talking to Pastor Pepsi off air, and she was saying it's encouraging me.
Yes.
We are encouraging you as we are encouraging ourselves.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Let me quickly run. I have to run because time is not on our side any longer. Tembani Mavunda says, Pastor P, I'm blessed. Faith is our currency. If we invest more time in working it out, we would be far. May the Lord help us to do that. Patience Ngobile Nyati says, hey, Pastor P, it's good to see how God is using you to win souls. May God bless you, my pastor. That is so awesome. There are messages that are not coming out the side. I see, is it Lekowe or Lesikowe Mukol? Larry. Wow, great topic, family. Looking at the heroes of faith, they are all, let me just do this. Okay. They all come from different backgrounds and used the same tool, faith, given to us all to attain that which is promised to us all by God. We need to be intentional. The Bible says, as little as the mustard seed, it can move mountains. Amen to that. Who am I leaving out? Fumani. Fumani T. Hi, Fumani. Saying thank you to Pastor Khabo for the word of God and encouragement, because lately I experienced grasshopper moments. Na kensa. So many of us, Fumani. Abona, you're not alone in that boat. So many of us, we are grasshoppers. Yeah. But we thank God who cares so much that he comes and he strengthens us. He did it to the prophets. I was talking to Sis Rhoda Hubert earlier. And I was reminded that one prophet was given ravens to feed him.
Sure.
This is what God is doing in the last days. And we thank God for you for listening Amen. In and coming through to minister unto us. Asivali.
Hallelujah. My closing remarks are these. Hold on to your faith. The Bible says Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Right? So he will not start what he will not finish. Isaiah says he makes known the end times from the beginning.
Mm.
That which God has promised you, be it healing. If you read the promises of God in different scriptures, you can read the book of Isaiah chapter 60, where it talks about foreigners, the sons of foreigners shall build your walls. If it's a promise that God has given to you, if God has promised to deliver you, if God has promised to give you your father's inheritance, whatever promise that God has presented before you, I want you to believe that he is faithful to bring that to pass, because he has to fulfill his scriptures. The Bible says he has put his word above him.
Yeah.
So Hebrews 11 is simply saying that while Moses, while Abraham and all servants of God were commended to be people of faith, without us, their story is not perfected. So wow. Be encouraged.
Be encouraged, family. Amen. Anga Balisa Nduban Dubani saying, thank you, Pastor P. You are the best. We thank God for her. May the Lord keep keeping her and always have his church around her. And Abigine Sandla Pizugwake Ninkatizonke. I'm going to allow you to pray. We got 2 minutes, actually a minute to do that. But do remember that she is Pastor Pepsi on TikTok, Pepsi Le Khabotsotezi on a Facebook page. That's how you can get hold of her. We're not going to give your numbers out. Nifandachni. Maybe in the coming months we'll see. But now
yes.
Pastor Pepsi on TikTok. Pepsi Le Khabotsotezi on Facebook. Be intentional. Be intentional. I am signing out. Next up, we say hello to Germany, Johan Els. And so do join us as we are praying for the body of Christ in this regard. May the Lord's strength be upon you. Moruti, what do we say to the Lord in prayer?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for this day that you have made for us to rejoice and be glad in it. We are glad, we rejoice in every day, no matter how the day feels. We are intentional about the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. I want to thank you, Lord God Almighty, for every person out there that says, I am tired, the mountain is steepy. I pray that you give them strength. I pray that you put the cross of Jesus ahead of them so that they can look up and live. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, as you continue to strengthen our faith. And as we go and experience your power, we will go home to strengthen our brothers. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord. We thank you. Amen.
And
be blessed,
amen.
Everyone at home.
And amen. Amen. Thank you so much. May God bless you. And we say bye-bye to you, family. We love you.
Lalela ukuze uzothola ukukhanya ebumnyameni. Thola i-app yethu manje. Ungangena ku radiopulpit.co.za futhi ungasithola ku DStv Audio 882 kanti na ku OpenView 607 siyatholakala. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life. a winning team on the road to eternity.